Hey, it's South Dakota State, North Dakota State Week, and Jeff Kolpak has been covering North Dakota State for decades, since 1995 for the Forum out of Fargo-Moorhead. Jeff, how are we doing today?
Good. I think that's about right. Decades.
Decades,
Been a
yeah.
while.
You've
Yeah.
seen all the good stuff, right?
Sorry, you faded out there. What's
No,
that?
I just was saying that you've seen all the good stuff there in North Dakota State.
Oh, it's been a run, that's for sure. I mean, just this program, and like when I first started covering this team, and they were Division Two, and things weren't going, they were going okay, and I was just sort of thinking, I didn't know if I want to do this. Then the program went Division One in 2003, so Division One football kind of came to me. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, awesome. Well, North Dakota State, South Dakota State week. I think if my research is correct, the last 10 have been split. So I mean, these are two of the best teams in the country year to year, and generally sometimes the winner, a lot of the times the winner, which is North Dakota State, and maybe in the most important ones, goes on to win national championships. Jeff, so tell me a little bit about just this rivalry, and what you're thinking heading into this one.
Yeah, pretty remarkable how these two programs have separated themselves from the rest of the FCS. And really remarkable is how the Jackrabbits have done it this year. They lost like 19, 20 guys to the portal last year when Jimmy Rogers went to Washington State. He took 16 players there with him and a few other recruits. A couple guys went to Northwestern. Mark Gronowski's at Iowa. And then they come back and just plug and play and 7-0. Looks like it's gonna be another epic battle down in Brookings. And I just, when I say they separated themselves, I think they've done it in a couple ways, Derek. Facilities number one. South Dakota State has a relatively new stadium. They have a big indoor football complex. NDSU plays in the Fargo Dome, has a behemoth $54 million beautiful indoor facility. And so that, and they invest in football. They invest in football better than a lot of other schools. I mean, there's, you look at Montana State are right there, but Montana State just opened up a new indoor facility. And so these programs, if you're going to keep pace, you got to spend the money. And I think there's just a few in the FCS that can do it right now.
Yeah, certainly the coaching changes, the staff changes that have come between these two programs, and you alluded to the South Dakota State one that just happened. North Dakota State has gone through a couple of different coaches, a few different coaches. I mean, it goes back to Craig Bohl, of course, when he was ousted from Nebraska. He goes up there, started to build a monster, and then he leaves for Wyoming, and then it just continues on. You kind of answered the question that I was going to ask you about. Why is that? It is just investing in football. So, what about on the field when it comes to style? So used to just two physical teams that can match up with some really strong, even FBS programs, which we've seen in the past as well.
Yeah, the Bison have gone through, what is it, four coaching changes since Craig Bohl started it, and with the Tampa 2 defense and the West Coast offense in 2003. Now, those two philosophies have evolved over a time and a little bit, but essentially the language is the same. And I think there's your answer is when they have a coaching change, not much changes other than the guy in the front of the room and the face and the voice. But everything else is pretty much the same. The strength coach has been here since 2003. The players swear that by that guy, Jim Cramer. The language of the playbook essentially is the same stuff. So when there's a coaching change, it's not like they're learning a whole bunch of new offense or a whole new defense. So that to me, that's how you keep the consistency is you can change faces, but you don't change anything else.
Certainly, at the quarterback position, we got to talk about North Dakota State quarterback Cole Payton, comes from Omaha West Side, and what he was able to do during his prep career. And then I know there were actually some feelers there towards the end of his career after he'd already committed to North Dakota State, and he said, I'm going to North Dakota State. And he's a big dude, can throw, can run, and it looks like he's just continued to do that there.
Yeah, he is a big dude. Every time he comes to a post-game press conference, I just think, how in the hell do you tackle this guy? He's 6'3", 235, and fast and strong. But he hasn't really had that chance to lead an offense. He got hurt halfway through last season, but he was behind Cam Miller, who's a sixth-round draft pick of the Las Vegas Raiders. Came here and really, there's supposed to be a sort of a succession. Trey Lance was a quarterback in 2019, won the Walter Payton Award. And then the pandemic hits and Lance comes out early. It was supposed to be Trey Lance onto Cole Payton. That was going to be the succession in the recruiting cycle. But then Cam Miller just really came out of nowhere and asserted himself, and just Cole couldn't beat him out. But he stayed here. I mean, you know, a lot of guys would have bailed for sure. I'm talking about Cole. Mm-hmm. But he stayed around and said, I'm just going to make my fifth year the best year I can. Right now he's doing that. I think he's one of the favorites. He should be anyway for the Walter Payton Award that goes to the best offensive player in FCS. That guy's been phenomenal. I mean, he's throwing at a 75% clip. Threw his first pick last week against Indiana State, which was kind of a deflected pass. It wasn't really that bad of a throw. So, 10, 11 touchdowns, one interception. Tough to stop on the ground. He's the quintessential dual quarterback. He really is.
Yeah. Who are some other guys on that North Dakota State roster, Jeff, that you know, are worth mentioning here that you need to pay attention to for this one?
Well, running back is Breka Penu, who's a kid from West Fargo. He's had a really solid year. He's a physical runner, tough to break down. They like those kind of guys here. Defensively, I think they're probably a little quicker than they were last year. Certainly, I think they're longer. Everybody, a lot of people like the linebackers, Donovan Woolen. He's a kid from Frisco, Texas, 6'4". Has already a pick six, made some plays. Logan Copps, veteran guy. This is his fifth year of school. Secondary, I think, you know, improved. It was young last year. It's no longer young. And I like defensive end. A guy named Toby Anene, I think, is going to have to make a difference on Saturday if the Bison are going to win.
Looking at South Dakota State, you know, sticking with the Omaha theme, Dan Jackson's the coach there for South Dakota State, an Omaha native, used to be a, you know, coach in Omaha, you know, and then Alex Bullock, one of the top receivers there for South Dakota State, transfer from Nebraska, played for Creighton Prep in high school. So got a lot of Midwest flavor, certainly not just Nebraska, but what are the things that you've noticed about South Dakota State that stands out to you?
Well, I haven't seen a whole lot of them this year, but what stands out is, you know, like I alluded to earlier, just how they've replaced such great players. And they did it instantly. I just, you know, a lot of guys, I think they recruited well, obviously. Some guys getting shots for their first time. The leading tackler, name escapes me. But he's a linebacker who had been there 3-4 years and just got his chance to play after guys transferred and has made the most of it. Obviously, they have several of those guys. Their Loughridge, their running back, came from Fordham for his last year of school. He's been real solid, real good. Lofton O'Grady is a receiver from the Twin Cities. Now they lost Griffin Wilde to Northwestern, who's Northwestern's leading receiver, and by a mile up there. But you know, O'Grady's their playmaker. I just and your kid and the kid that transferred from Nebraska is leading the team in receptions. They found guys. It's been impressive.
Yeah. North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Saturday night, 7:00. Jeff, in your mind, and maybe from the experience you've had in watching these games, what do you think it kind of comes down to?
The usual turnovers. I mean, that's usually your number one difference maker in a big game like this. I just don't these are explosive offenses, too. I just think it's going to come down to if some team can get a 2-3 stops and switch the field. I think that would be a big factor. It's a big game. I mean, it's going to be prime time on ESPNU. Stadium's going to be packed. It's everything FCS football should be. It's too bad that more programs don't experience this across the country. Just don't think, you know, the fan bases are there or their interest. You know, Montana State, certainly. UC Davis is really coming on. But a lot of these other conferences, CAA is just falling off. It's just not the energy that I think you're going to see Saturday night. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Jeff Kolpak, again, covering North Dakota State there for the Forum in Fargo. Again, Jeff, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. And enjoy the game, all right?
All right. Thanks for having me.